AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan was asked if President Biden has been on the phone with people about Afghanistan.
He has not yet spoken with any other world leaders.
Sullivan was also asked about the decision to withdraw the final 2,500 U.S. troops and the Taliban takeover.
We as a national security team collectively take responsibility for every decision, every decision that doesn't produce perfect outcomes, that is what responsibility is. Now, at the same time, that doesn't change the fact that there are other parties here responsible as well.
In Kabul, American University lecturer Obaidullah Bahir says what Biden said yesterday stung.
What I heard from his speech was, I'll punch you in the gut, then I will tell you what the amazing things I did after punching you.
COVID-19 continues its onslaught in the South. Some 20,000 students quarantined in Mississippi as 15 school districts close and quarantine their students in Georgia. University of Mississippi Medical School Vice Chancellor Dr. Luann Woodward says the crisis was totally preventable.
We have failed to use the tools that we have to protect ourselves, to protect our families, to protect our children, and to protect our state.
Most Mississippi schools began the year without mask mandates, something 600 or so are now following. Despite the jump in cases in Georgia, parents in Cobb County, home to the state's second largest school district, plan to protest on Thursday against a mask mandate. What is now Tropical Depression Fred, blamed for one death, a Las Vegas man whose car hydroplaned and overturned in a flooded ditch near Panama City, Florida last night. The storm spawned several apparent tornadoes in Georgia and North Carolina today as it dumped heavy rains into the Appalachian Mountains along a path that could cause flash flooding as far north as upstate New York. This is AP News. The House begins work on a new voting rights bill.
Representative Terry Sewell of Alabama introduced a bill Tuesday that would update the landmark Voting Rights Act amid a flurry of new laws in Republican-led states tightening rules around voting. The bill, known as H.R. 4, is named after Congressman John Lewis of Georgia, the civil rights leader who died last year. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats plan to pass the bill when the House returns next week. A companion bill brought by Democrats in the Senate, known as the For the People Act, has stalled. In 2013, the Supreme Court set aside a key provision of the Voting Rights Act, and the High Court further weakened the law in a ruling this summer. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The Republican-controlled Georgia State Board of Elections plans to appoint a review panel this week as part of a process that could lead to a takeover of elections in the state's most populous county, Atlanta's Fulton County. It's all part of a provision in Georgia's sweeping new election law. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.